Over January, I want to unpack some things, and I'm not going to take a very long time today because this is meant to be an introduction to what's going to happen in January. I want to weave some things together, but I want to tell you where we're going. Is that okay? All right. So in order for me to do this, I'm a detailed-oriented person, and because I want you to be able to track with me well, I'm going to unpack my process, if that's okay. All right? So if you would indulge me for a minute, I want you to close your eyes for a second and imagine a scene. I'm going to describe it for you. And it is a scene that you have encountered many times over your life. Okay? If you wouldn't mind activating that imagination. It's winter. You're standing outside. It's not super cold, because it's just started, the season has just started. It's nighttime, and the snow begins to fall for the very first time. It's quiet in your neighborhood, outside your home. It's dark because it's nighttime, yet it's light in the sky. There's a lightness to it. You all got that mental picture? Can you imagine it because you've encountered it? Now tell me something. You can open your eyes. Tell me something. How did that feel?
Peaceful.
Peaceful. First snowfall. Oh, sorry? Calm. Who else? Anyone else? Comforting. Anyone else got another word? Still. Fresh. What? Contentment. Anyone else?
Clean.
Clean. Anyone else? Beautiful. Fresh.
Exciting.
Exciting. I knew a kid would come up with exciting. I knew it. I just needed a child. Exciting. Okay. As I was praying through 2024, going, God, what do you have for us in 2025? I felt those words that you described, but I couldn't articulate it in a way that would make sense. And then all of a sudden, this mental picture of the first snowfall came to mind. And I think there's excitement and joy that comes in the first snowfall, even though we all complain about the cold. Right? But there's something so special about that first snowfall where you take it in. It's dark, and yet there's light in the night sky as the snow falls. Things are being covered over as the snow lands. If you're childlike, you got your tongue out going, ah, catching the first snowflake. You might be like, racing to get your snow gear on if you're a child because you just want to go play and make that first snow angel, right? This is the image that came to me in describing what I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying about 2025 for us. We have started a few different things in August, even earlier than that, as Scott was beginning to transition. And there, we started looking at the presence of the Lord, and we wove it till we got to a point, stopped, picked up another thread, pulled that in, and now there's some other threads that are coming into fruition. Like, for instance, one of the threads we wove, not only the presence of the Lord, one of those threads that we've gotten, this beautiful tapestry that God is doing with us, is the presence of the Lord. It will continue to be. It's going to continue to come as we weave through where we're going. But also, we did our 3 months of the fall. We felt like what the word was for us was gratitude awakens holiness. And that theme is a string in this tapestry that is still weaving through all of this. I don't know about you, but there's a whole lot of gratitude in this room this morning. Do you know what I mean? And it continues to unfold. And as we pull the string of gratitude, guess what happens? The holy rises. We encounter the presence of the Lord and the holiness of God that is just so awe-inspiring. I'm not talking about that holy that scares you. I'm talking about that holy that is altogether delicious and inviting you in. Yeah? Over Christmas time, I took our staff to go see White Christmas. And as I was thinking about this, how am I going to unpack what I feel like the Lord is having for us, that you know the direction in which we're going? The song came to me two mornings in a row and two nights in a row. This song from White Christmas, which is, if you're troubled and you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll go to sleep counting your blessings. And it's just resonating in me, that gratitude. Gratitude is still a thread that we're going to weave through as we go through 2025. But now there's another thread. It's that image of the first snowfall, the stillness, the calmness, the clean, the exciting, you know, all of that lovely words that you guys used to describe this. And with that came two words, in quietness and rest. In quietness and rest. Now, the word quiet only appears in the NASB four times. I'm not going to go into all those details right now, but I'm telling you, only four scriptures in quietness when you look it up in the NASB. And you can do that on blueletterbible.com. It's free. It's got a lovely little app. You can pull it out, type in quietness, and bang, you'll get those four scriptures. And one of them has quietness and rest together. And that one is in Isaiah chapter 30. Now, throughout January, we're going to unpack this quietness and this rest. And so I'm going to let you know that for next week, I'm giving you homework. I want you to camp in Isaiah 30, 31, and 32. I want you to read it. Although it talks about Israel, although it is prophetic, I love the book of Isaiah, just so you know. It talks about Jesus' first coming, his second coming. I love it. It's awesome. I want you to do your homework because I want you to think of it in terms of what God wants to do for you in 2025, in quietness and rest. So I don't want to unpack those scriptures today, but I do want to touch and highlight a couple of little areas. First of all, I want to start in Isaiah 30, verse 18. This is the lens I want you to read these scriptures in as you camp in them for a week with me, if you wouldn't mind. And that is this. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Did you know that? The Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. He's a waiting God, waiting to be compassionate towards you. For the Lord is the God of justice, and how blessed are all those who long for him. I feel like this quietness and rest is not going to be a place where there is inactivity, but it is going to be a place of birthing. God wants to birth something in you. God wants to touch you and draw you in to a very intimate relationship with him that will bring a stillness, a peace within you, and a quiet confidence. So that the old man that gets his knickers in a knot, worried, anxious, fearful, frustrated. The old man can fall away like a garment stripped off. And the new man, who you are right now, as Romans says, where you have inherited everything that Jesus has, that inheritance is not something that is yet to happen. It has already happened. And so in the new man, you function from a different place. The old man functions by circumstances. It's situational, okay? It's transactional. The new man is relational. And in that relationship, there comes a security that creates boldness and confidence. Last night, we had we have had vacation. See, Christmas is busy. And when you're in the church, it's very busy because it's one of the high holidays. And then on top of that, I've got now 3 married children of my 4 who come with extra family members and extra birthdays. And we went to the aquarium. We did an escape room. We went to the butterfly conservatory. And then mostly we cooked together. We ate together. We played games together. We don't need presents. We only need time. And what we realized was this is so good. It was refreshing to the soul to step back in stillness and have relationship. That it actually resets something in you. Because now you're back in the place of belonging. And in that place of belonging, the anxiety drops. And with the anxiety dropping comes this freshness of confidence. I share that because it bears the fruit in me today of what I feel like God was saying to me for us as a church. He doesn't want you striving in your relationship. He'll grow you up the same way he saved you. It's not about what you can do. Don't strive to buy a present for him. All he wants is time. He wants time with you. To sup with you, to play with you, to share heart with you and mind with you, to rest with you, to laugh with you, to cry with you, to belong, something bigger. And so this year we have started with a Sabbath for Urban Hope on Sundays. It's a rest. I don't know how long that rest is going to last, but we are in a Sabbath of 2025 for Urban Hope. So why? So we could come together and belong and hang out with family and go, hey, I'm so glad you're here, you know? And it's just refreshing as we sing together. We've got friends and family that we haven't seen in a long time. Present and new family, we're just meeting, right? And it is honoring, it is exciting, and it is more of what God wants for us in quietness and rest. But you need to know that he is not the angry, scary God who is waiting to penalize you, turning his back on you. He is sitting there with open arms, ready to receive you and looking out. And that's why I want to start here. Because if you start with a lens that paints the character of God as angry, his justice harsh, a disciplinarian that wants to spank you, he takes. That narrative is out there. Turn or burn. It's out there. And while God is just, his justice looks nothing like what we believe justice is. But his character is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and he exercises self-control. Are you not glad that he is not a wild, emotional man who cannot manage himself? Because we would all be dead right now. There would be no grace. But from the very beginning, his mercy was there. His love and kindness from the very beginning was abounding. And so this is the narrative we carry into stillness and rest. Because if you have a different narrative and you serve a different God, you will find no rest. And you will not be still in quietness. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. I'm reading that verse again, verse 18 of Isaiah 30. And therefore, he is waiting on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And it does. The more Joshi and Abby spend time away, the more I long to see them. Sometimes I take for granted the nearness of Jeff, who pretty soon, as we transition into empty nesters, is my companion, my lover, my friend. And it would do us great shame if we did not remember that and if we did not invest in that. And so, that's only three strings. A couple more strings that we want to weave together. I've been feeling for a very long time that God wants to rebirth prayer in this house and in our hearts. Not prayer that is a heavy load to carry, but prayer that is filled with joy. Prayer that comes from a place of overflow. Prayer that comes from a place of communion. And by communion, I mean prayer is just a conversation. Right? And the conversation that you have in relationships, intimate relationships, you have with Lily, your daughter, or Danielle, your wife, or Adam, your son, are totally different because of the closeness and the intimacy than you have with Becky. Right? But then there's something else here in your bonded relationship as brothers in Christ. Men encouraging men, that is totally different when you're hanging out with Lance. And so God is both friend and lover. I know I make people nervous when I say that. The language is an intimate one. And Christ locked eyes on, doting, can't get enough, awed, tearful, thankful, you know, rejoicing, hopeful. And when we lock eyes, there's something that happens with the one who loved us first. And it awakens a love in us that brings down the anxiety, because then we come assured that as we step out of this moment, we are not alone, but he is with us. He is with us. And his whispers, you know, sometimes he will wound us when he points out certain things we don't want to admit, pride being one of them. And he'll go, hey, you know what? That thing he did over there, not so smart, buddy. I think maybe I've got a different narrative for you. And quickly, because of the intimate relationship, there should be a repentant heart that then it hurts me that I hurt you. And that I wasn't the best version of me. Because you are awesome. The narrative, as Graham Cook says, the most important thought you will ever have is how you think about the Lord. And so prayer is another thread we're going to weave in. And I believe that as we work through quietness and rest in intimacy, restoring our relationship with the Lord and going deeper, we will become a healthier people. And becoming a healthier people allows that night sky that is light in the midst of darkness, that brings stillness, calm, rejoicing, excitement to a world that is trying to find its way. But when we step into situations, they will know who you are because of the love that flows, and there is not one word you have to say. It's going to be all over your face. It's going to twinkle from your eyes that there's a hope that you have that others don't. There will be just something so different that you'll become a safe person for all people, and your light will shine in the darkness. Prayer. Healthy people. This is where we're going in 2025. Presence, quietness, stillness and rest, prayer being woven in there as we stretch and come into this place of being light and water. I want to leave you with two things, two stories. One is another scripture, and it is my favorite scripture of all time. This is the scripture that means the most to me. It is a prayer I have prayed over and over and over again. It's pregnant with promise. It speaks about Jesus, and it fills me with hope. And then the other thing is to say this. On our last day of vacation, Jeff and I joined his team, his work colleagues, yesterday. A beautiful treat that they gave us, and we went to the Leaf game and we hung out, and I met the people he works with for the first time because it's a new company, and their wives, and brilliant people. And you know what I noticed? The anxiety that I would normally have in those moments, just like the anxiety I would have in this room every time I'd get up here, no longer exists since the moment that Jesus appeared before me and said it was very, 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 very good. And for the first time in my life, I could enjoy these complete strangers. And I really enjoyed them. And I was so thankful to have the opportunity to be invited in to meet them, because they are a very big part of my husband's world. The more time that we spend with the Lord, he will introduce us to the treasures that he has, those special people that mean a lot to him that we have yet to meet. And we will enjoy them no matter how they come, through love. So I leave you with this scripture to ponder, and I again challenge you, Isaiah 30, 31, 32. What, Isaiah what? 30, 31, Isaiah 30, 31, and 32. I want you to camp there. I want you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what's there, right? Camp there, and then follow it wherever he leads you. But my favorite verse of all time, which I think is the anchoring place of what God wants to birth in us for 2025, is found in Isaiah 45, verse 8. Isaiah 45, verse 8. Drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. It doesn't read very well in here. I'm going to go all Portuguese, all Tabitha on you. And here is my rendition of how this verse goes and how I pray it and how I feel it and how I, you know, resonate in it and sit in it. Open up, oh heavens, and let your righteousness rain down. Let the earth that I am open up to receive it, so that salvation bearing fruits of righteousness will rise up from within. Open up, O heavens. And like I said, this is prophetic. It did. And the one who is righteous rained down. And the grave did open up to receive him. And salvation did spring forth, bearing fruits of righteousness for all, because the Lord declared it to be so. But yet, to borrow Rob's phrase from C.S. Lewis, higher up and further in. Higher up and further in. Higher up and further in. Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we invite you to open us up, that your salvation, which was so great and costly, would rise up from within us, bearing fruits of righteousness, so that as we continue to look to you, walk with you, sit with you, hear you, trust you, the old ways will fall away and our light will shine bright in the darkness. Light a candle within the windows of our hearts, within our eye gates and ear gates and mouth gate, that hope may be found here. In Jesus' name we pray.